Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And hello, welcome in Friday edition of the Hoosier Report, live and underway. And we come to you on the opening day of high school football for the 2019 football season here in Southern Indiana. Number of big games tonight. I've been trying to pump up our coverage all week long in hopes that you'll join us tonight. Whether you're at a game or not, we've got all sorts of coverage planned for this upcoming high school football season. I'll cover all the details again here in just a few moments, but some good games tonight. Charlestown at Silver Creek, that is going to be a fantastic rivalry game to start the year. Charlestown, I think they may prove to be one of the better teams, if not the best team in the area this year, with Marion Lukes and other key returners that they have back. But Silver Creek's a building program. They lost a lot to graduation, including a really good quarterback. They've got some young players in key positions, but they have some experience as well. And I think that will be a very interesting game to get the season started tonight with a bang. I think they're expecting a full house, and it looks like the weather is supposed to clear out and be actually very, very comfortable based on what it's been like and what the heat index and the humidity has been like in recent weeks. It looks like tonight, as long as the weather holds off, that it's going to be very comfortable compared to what we have had here in the area as far as weather goes. Other games I like tonight, I think Fern Creek at Jeffersonville will be an interesting game to learn a lot about Jeffersonville under new coach Isaac Parker in his first year as the head coach of the Red Devils. Fern Creek, I don't know a lot about. Read a little bit about them this week heading into the game, and they look like a program that fairly solid that will pose a challenge to Jeffersonville tonight. So be interesting to see how the Red Devils respond and how they get out of the gate. Also, I'm curious about Floyd Central. I know there's a lot of returning players there. Coach Bragg is in his second year. They have big plans to compete for a sectional championship at the conclusion of the regular season. But to do so, they're going to have to play some really good teams and play good football. And they're going to play one of the best tonight in the Kentuckiana area, if not the two-state area, Louisville Male. They'll play at Male tonight. Of course, Male, the 6A champion in Kentucky last season. And it's kind of one of those programs where they just reload. I don't know if you could say anyone has been better than them for a number of years than maybe at times Trinity and St. X. But Floyd Central at Male, that will be interesting tonight. Other games, Evansville-Harrison at New Albany, Providence at Bardstown-Bethlehem, Clarksville looking to drop that losing streak tonight. They will play at Scottsburg. Rock Creek is at Oldham Academy. Keep in mind, at 6 o'clock tonight, we have what's called the Kentuckiana High School Kickoff Show, and we'll actually talk in the 6 o'clock hour with the coaches, Coach Pappenhaus and Coach Hawkins, from Charlestown and Silver Creek, and also on the Louisville side of things, our Louisville game of the week in that kickoff show, DeSales and St. X. Coach Davis and Coach Wallace will join me at 6 o'clock tonight as well. So it's a perfect way to get ready. I'll go through the schedule, the big games. Maybe you can listen as you're headed to a game or headed out and about on a Friday night. The kickoff show in the 6 o'clock hour, it's how we begin things every week. And it previews games on both sides of the river. Then at 7 o'clock, our attention solely on Southern Indiana. We'll be rotating around. We have three games that we're going to pick up portions of tonight. And really, whatever game we stay with late is going to depend on maybe what game is the most competitive. We have access to Charlestown at Silver Creek, Fern Creek at Jeffersonville, Floyd Central at Male. Those are three games that we'll kind of focus on as far as some play-by-play coverage goes. Again, like Red Zone on the radio. We'll jerk it around the area, try to get some of the big plays on, and down the stretch, keep it with whatever game or games perhaps is most competitive. Also, we'll have scores constantly. I'll be in the studio anchoring our coverage, so if you want to catch up on any game in the area, we'll have all the scores for you on a very consistent basis. And don't forget that we'll have some calls and reports from other games that we're not focusing on. We'll have an update from the Clarksville game later tonight. We'll have a couple updates from the New Albany game later tonight as well. So plenty of things coming your way, and it all starts at 6 o'clock. Then, when everything goes final tonight and week one is in the books, per se, maybe the most fun that I have is doing our Southern Indiana Scoreboard Show, which we really make a big deal of during the football season. I'll have lots of guests with me. We'll have scores from across the area. We'll have a lot of coaches that are victorious in week one games call in and join the program tonight. So as you're on your way home from a game, or if you want to catch up on everything that happens that transpires in week one of high school football, the Southern Indiana Scoreboard Show tonight is a great way to keep up with everything going on. So make sure you tune us in starting at 6 o'clock. It really, on Friday nights, it's about five or so, if not more, hours of local coverage all dedicated to high school football. We feel like we do it different than anybody else out there, and we hope that you can tune in this year and follow along as we cover Southern Indiana high school football from top to bottom. Finally, the season is here. Week one tonight gets underway with, again, three big games that we'll be focusing on: Charlestown at Silver Creek, Fern Creek at Jeffersonville, Floyd Central at Mail. Those are the three games where we have play-by-play opportunities to go to, and we'll start off and go to all three at one point or another, and then lock in on maybe the most competitive game down the stretch in those final minutes. All right, let's look at the guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Segment one, we have some Hoosier headlines, news of the day for IU and Southern Indiana sports. And of course, no bigger news today that we're going to talk about than Mike Roberts being hired officially after really two or three days of sources and reports that he would be hired as Indiana's next coach. It's now official. We'll talk more about that coming up in the first segment. Also, in our headlines today, we'll talk about IU adding another, or I shouldn't say IU adding, but us discovering, thanks to Alex Bozich, another non-conference game for Indiana. We'll do that. And I found an interesting note on Major League Baseball players from the Big Ten Conference as of today, from Big Ten schools. Who has the most players currently in Major League Baseball? I'll tell you, Indiana does. And we'll give you the breakdown on that coming up in our headline segment as well. And also, you know, high school volleyball is really good in our area, and it really got underway this week, and there were a lot of games last night across the area. No game bigger than Providence taking on Mercy from Louisville, and Providence with a huge win over Mercy. We'll tell you about that in the headlines also. That's all in segment one. Later in the program, Dustin Dopierak of The Athletic, he joins us. Dustin is going to talk about new IU coach Mike Roberts, IU assistant coach Mike Roberts, and his addition to the program, among other things, when he joins the program today to talk some IU hoops. And then later in the program, Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star, who's one of our staple guests on Friday, he'll be with us. We'll talk basketball. We'll talk recruiting. Kyle's getting ready for high school football, obviously, in the Indianapolis area as well, but we'll talk a little football tonight, or I should say in this show with Kyle when he joins us a little bit later as well. That's the guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Don't forget, you can mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. You'll receive $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news. IU making it official yesterday. They sent a press release out at 7:02 p.m. last night that Mike Roberts has been named officially the assistant basketball coach at Indiana. Of course, he comes to Indiana after eight seasons as associate head coach at UNC Greensboro. Here was Archie Miller. He said on Mike Roberts, quote, "Mike is someone who I think can have a great impact on our program. He He has played an important role in establishing a championship culture at UNC Greensboro, and his love for Indiana basketball is very evident. I think he brings outstanding qualities to every facet of what we were looking for in this position. If you look at his track record, he identifies great people and players who have achieved success in their development. Mike helps each of them reach their maximum potential, which has allowed so many of their players continued opportunities to compete after their graduation. And, of course, Mike Roberts was on the IU team from 2001 through 2005, was a part of the Indiana team going to three NCAA tournament appearances, one NIT appearance. He was a member of IU's 2002 NCAA runner-up team, three-time academic All-Big Ten Conference selection, and was the Big Ten Sportsmanship Award winner in 2005. He also was a team captain in 2005. He logged minutes in 64 games during his career. And a quote from Mike Roberts, this is from the official press release. He said, quote, "I'm thrilled for the opportunity to come back to my home state in the city of Bloomington and appreciate that Coach Miller would like me to return to be part of the IU family. Without a doubt, IU was a place that helped shape me, and I'm honored to be able to give back to this basketball program and university. I'm excited to work with an outstanding staff and am looking forward to getting to know our players. I am also very grateful to all the great coaches I was able to work under that helped me develop as a mentor and coach." And again, that's Mike Roberts. All this from the official release that IU put out last night, confirming his hiring as the third assistant coach on Archie Miller's staff. Next headline, Alex Bozich uncovered this one, another non-conference game. South Dakota State announced its schedule, and what do you know, Indiana on there. The Hoosiers will host South Dakota State on Saturday, November 30th. So we can put in on the schedule of Big Ten games that we know without dates yet, non-conference games that we know, some of the title-type matchups, the big matchups, we do know some of the details, and a lot of other non-conference games where we just know the date. You can add another one, South Dakota State coming to Assembly Hall on Saturday, November 30th. Also, this is just interesting. Baseball, Major League players from the Big Ten Conference and Big Ten schools, as of yesterday, I saw this tweet out, and I thought I would relay it to you on the program. Indiana leads the way currently with the most players from their program among Big Ten schools that are playing Major League Baseball. Indiana has five players right now in Major League Baseball. Next, with four players, you have two schools tied, both Maryland and Nebraska, each with four players currently in Major League Baseball. Michigan is next with three. Ohio State, Rutgers, and Purdue are next with two. And Illinois, Northwestern each have one. That leaves Iowa, Michigan State, Minnesota, Penn State, and Wisconsin with zero. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Indiana baseball program doing well. Indiana's baseball program, there's a good feeling about it right now as far as getting better even for the future, taking the next step down the line under Coach Jeff Mercer. And a lot of players from the IU program have went on to play professional baseball and currently in the major leagues, five Hoosiers in the major leagues. Also, as we get ready for high school football, shouldn't forget that high school volleyball in our area is always really good. And the season there is underway with some good matchups, a number of college prospects and players that have committed to play volleyball in college at a high level. Providence, once again, is one of the top, if not the top, local team here in our immediate area. And Providence opened the season last night with a very big early season win over Mercy Academy of Louisville. They are always a nationally ranked program, and Providence able to do them in 25-19 in the first set, won the second set 25-20, lost the third set 19-25, came back to win the fourth and final set 25-23. These are two powerhouse programs in Indiana and Kentucky, and what a big win for Providence. Now 2-0 on the season for them to beat a nationally ranked opponent like Mercy in this early part of the year. Great stuff, I'm sure, ahead from Providence and really from our entire volleyball area. We have been blessed with some great, great teams. Some great, great players and a lot of good representation from this area when the state tournament gets here. But Providence with a big win last night over nationally ranked Mercy. That's a look at the headlines for this Friday edition of the program. Don't forget, tonight, high school football on the Big X gets underway at 6 o'clock with the Kentuckiana High School Football Kickoff Show. In that hour, we'll preview our Southern Indiana Game of the Week, Charlestown at Silver Creek, with coaches Pappenhaus and Hawkins. The next segment tonight, we'll preview our Metro Louisville Game of the Week. It's DeSales and St. X. We'll have both of those coaches with us tonight, and a lot more. So if you're up, excited, and ready for the high school football season, we've got a lot of coverage coming your way starting tonight at 6 o'clock here on the Big X. And then again, our feature games tonight, Charlestown, Silver Creek, Fern Creek, Jeffersonville, Floyd Central, Mail. We'll have some play-by-play rotating coverage from all three of those games, as well as constant scores and reports from across the area. Very fast-paced, lots of things happening, but join us tonight. We'll keep you up to date with everything football here in Southern Indiana. We'll head to a commercial break. We're back with Dustin Dopierak. He's the writer for the Indiana College Basketball Writer, covers Indiana, Purdue, Butler for The Athletic. He's going to join us to talk about the addition of Mike Roberts as IU's new assistant coach and more coming up next on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back on this Friday program. Dustin Dopierak of The Athletic joins us to talk about a new assistant coach, now official for IU as of yesterday evening. Mike Roberts, a native of Terre Haute who spent 8 seasons as associate head coach at UNC Greensboro, will join Archie Miller's staff at Indiana. Dustin, there were lots of reports and leaks throughout the week that Mike Roberts was likely going to be named the assistant in Indiana, and it all became official last night in a press release from the school.
Basically started to see that name kick about. I know Jeff Drabjohns reported that he was basically the centerpiece, the central focus of the search, you know, a couple of days before, and I think I want to say Wednesday, I think, was the first time that it was sort of reported as a done deal. Very interesting hire. I mean, I think, There are a certain amount of Indiana guys that you hear as names frequently, you know, former players or, you know, former associates with the program that get batted around anytime there's an opening of any sort. And Roberts isn't a name that necessarily I had heard a whole heck of a lot. Obviously, he was a walk-on, you know, that started immediately after his first season was after Bob Knight. He's not a name that you hear frequently in terms of people that are, you know, in terms of Indiana guys. But, I mean, he's, you know, by all accounts, of very still passionate about the Indiana program. I read, Jeremy Price had written a story about Mike coming back when North Carolina Greensboro played at Assembly Hall, I want to say in 2014. And he just pointed out how much, Robert still, you know, cared about and revered the program. And I think that's something that Archie Miller was looking for, is getting a guy to whom Indiana really matters. And a guy that he could feel some connection to, basically, he felt like it was going to be a good fit. So it's definitely an interesting hire. It doesn't necessarily, again, it's not the guy that, you hire and everybody's talking about it. Like when Calvert Chaney was added to the staff a few years ago, that obviously caused a heck of a lot more buzz. It's not going to have the same kind of cachet, but it's still a guy that you could put on the recruiting trail and, you know, that is devoted to Indiana and therefore is going to be able to sell that to guys he's trying to get.
Dustin Dopierak of The Athletic, my guest. We're talking about the hire of Mike Roberts, IU's new third assistant coach. I tell you what, you know, you mentioned it's not the excitement of a Calvert Chaney or a hire that everyone is going to be talking about. I agree with that completely. And to your point, the more I've read about Mike Roberts, starting with his bio on the UNC Greensboro site, and then there have been a lot of reports this week that bring back some other things or memories or whatever it may be, the more I'm not so sure Indiana hasn't gotten a great fit. His years of experience as an associate head coach,
the recruiting job that he did there, and of course you throw in the IU connection, but he also is a guy that has put dots around the country in different areas from his years in Indiana, obviously as a Terre Haute native. He then moved to Oregon and played some high school ball there. Then he went to the New Hampton school on the prep school circuit. He's got some connections there. And then, of course, he's been in the college game at a number of different places as well. While it's not a hire that everybody's going to be jumping up and down and celebrating, it is a hire that I think makes a lot of sense. And when you really look at his entire package and his entire resume, this is a guy that comes in with some real experience in coaching and recruiting at the Division I level across the country.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like you said, I mean, the dots are really everywhere around the country. You mentioned, you know, he spent time in Oregon, spent time in New Hampton Prep. He coached at Cal. He coached at Rice, and spent the last, you know, 8 years at North Carolina Greensboro. And I think just the job he had at North Carolina Greensboro was interesting. You know, that program has really gotten going under you know, Wes Miller. If you remember, you know, Wes was a guy. I didn't cover him. I covered his program, James Madison, you know, before he went to North Carolina. Basically, I wasn't covering him when he was there, but afterwards, and so I read a little bit about him. But I think he played, I think, as a walk on that 05 national championship team, and basically got a lot of experience there coaching for Roy Williams, playing for Roy Williams, and eventually, but I think Wes is just my age, but I think he's maybe, you know, 37, 38, something like that, and Mike has been his associate head coach, and I think that's just an interesting role in itself, having, you know, just being there next to a young guy, you know, having two young guys sort of running that program and turning that into a really powerhouse in the Southern Conference. I think that's just interesting in itself, just all of the experience you get at a smaller program and, you know, having sort of a lot of things thrust on you. So I think that's interesting in and of itself, just what he's had to do to help build that team up to what it's become, to, you know, it's become sort of the, you know, the predominant program in the Southern Conference. So I think, you know, all of those pieces are interesting additions. He's going to be a guy that's going to be able to work with big men. He's got, I think, a pretty good track record for being able to do that, so that helps. You know, so he'll be able to work with Trace Jackson Davis and stuff like that. So, you know, no, he's an interesting hire on a lot of different levels. Basically, I think there's a lot of things he can bring. It sounds like he's a good fit. You know, and it sounds like Archie Miller just respects him. And I think that's sort of a big piece of this hire as well, is fit, you know, finding a guy that fits in with Archie, basically, and it fits in with that staff. So in a lot of ways, it seems like a pretty good fit. Obviously, you don't know what it's going to look like until he starts working. But there are a number of, you know, interesting things, like you said, sort of, I don't want to go so far as to say below the surface stuff that's easily findable. But when you look at it and you get past the sort of the initial fact that there's not a lot of, you know, trumpets to this one, it's still a hire that does make a lot of sense. You could see a lot of pieces, you know, to his resume that could really help a program.
Yeah, no question. Dustin Dopierek of The Athletic is my guest, starting this segment talking about the hiring of Mike Roberts as new assistant coach for IU basketball. Obviously, the timing on this is good for everybody, with the players returning to campus that did go home for a short break, and school getting back in session. If you're Archie Miller or any coach at a Division I or really any college program, this is the time of year that if there have been changes in the offseason, if there have been a coach depart for whatever reason, a coach move on for whatever reason, you want to have your full staff ready to go with players coming back, because between now and the start of the season, this is the big focus time to get ready. Sure, there's a lot of off-season development and improvement that can happen, you know, back in June, back in July, even back into the spring as well. But this is the time where the attention officially turns. It just has that feeling that everything is focused toward the next season. And so for him to get on campus, and I'm sure he's transitioning there probably as quickly as possible if he's not already there in some form or fashion now, that's a big deal as well. So now Indiana has its full staff, its full roster, and can focus on what's ahead for this program and the off-season development that's ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, this wasn't sort of a typical coaching loss. I mean, obviously, it's rare that you just have a departure in late June when it's not a guy going to the NBA. You know, usually it would be that's it's not a period basically where you know you're used to losing guys around, you know, maybe April or May. You know, if there's some coaching movement, basically, and there's an opportunity for somebody someplace else, you know, again, there's maybe some more opportunity closer to the end of the NBA season when you might have some guys getting fired there, and you know, somebody else, there might be an assistant coaching opportunity there, and that's obviously not how it worked with this situation has obviously been kind of murky as to what exactly did happen with Ed Schilling. Just know that there was, you know, a decision to part ways. So it's obviously that the timing is weird in itself. I mean, it's just not normal, a normal part of the, coaching merry-go-round, basically. But it is key. If you're going to have a situation, you do want to get it done by now. You want to get it done. If you know, you're on a late track to begin with, you'd rather have it done, again, like you said, before they get back onto campus for classes and for everything getting started for the fall semester. You'd rather have them in summer, obviously, but if that's not going to happen, you want to at least have them by now and get to the point that, you know, in the, you know, 2+ months you have left before the opener, you got a guy that can bear down and focus and hone in. You know, tough part situation, obviously, is that it's going to take another year for him on recruiting to kind of really get back on the trail and get used to that. You know, he doesn't have this summer, which you usually have if you get hired earlier in the year, to, you know, make your introductions, get around the AAU ball, you know, travel ball and stuff like that. But still better, you know, definitely better late than never, definitely better to have him now before things start just to get this done. I mean, they were running up pretty close against it, so it's important you have him before September.
Dustin Dopierak of The Athletic, he covers IU, Purdue, and Butler for The Athletic website, and joining us today to start off at least talking Mike Roberts and his hiring as an assistant coach. Want to get to some other stuff, but one final little nugget, I guess, or thing I'd like you to talk about surrounding Mike Roberts is that I think that when you look at this guy's resume and all that he's done and the players he's recruited and his role as an associate head coach, and you made some good points talking about him and Wes Miller being awful young guys to really lead that UNC Greensboro program to some success. You know, he is an Indiana guy, and sometimes I had even Mike Roberts played at Indiana, obviously I remember that and I knew that, but that little tidbit had left my mind since then. But he does come back to a state where, yeah, he's probably got a little bit of work to do as far as catching up with who's who, high school coaches and some of the grassroots programs in the state, but he's a known name, and also he's a Terre Haute native, and that's going to really help him as far as continuing one of the things that has really went Archie Miller's way since he's been in Bloomington, and that's been the in-state recruiting.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm very interested to hear how this plays, basically, with Indiana high school coaches and AAU coaches, you know, just people locally in the area, how much this, if this does help, if this is something that they've wanted to see, you know, just having a guy from here, you know, from the state, that has a lot of connections, basically, and that is an Indiana guy that has, you know, Bobby Knight roots. I mean, I can't remember if he redshirted or not, but, you know, his first year that he actually played was the year that, you know, after Bobby Knight was fired. But he went back and coached for him as a graduate assistant, so he's got connections to him. So there is some tying back, I think, that there are going to be some Indiana coaches and people involved with Indiana players that are going to want to see that view that as a good, you know, tie back to the glory days, if you will. So I think that's going to be very interesting to see just how this is received. But like you said, I mean, he's going to be, you know, I don't know what his connections are. I don't know who his friends are as far as, you know, who he was connected with as a kid growing up in Terre Haute and playing in Indiana. But you imagine that they will receive this well, basically, that going with an Indiana guy is something that will be, you know, received well by Indiana high school coaches, that it's something that they're going to know and notice, and that's going to, you know, lead them to, you know, more easily connect and bond with him, basically, you know, and be more comfortable telling him, hey, you know, you got to see this kid, come check out this guy, and believe that he's going to give a fair shake to kids in the state. Now, again, you know, so that obviously makes a really difference, you know, big difference going forward, 2021, 2022. You know, you don't necessarily need him to make inroads with this class because they've already really got the guys they were going to get, you know, in Galloway and Leo. Those are the two must-haves, I think, for Indiana in the 2020 class. And at this point, there's not a lot in terms of big-time players left. And I think they need a big-time player in this class. So I don't know that you want to necessarily be digging into a lot more of these kids in Indiana in 2020, but for 2021, which is a really loaded class, and then going forward, it's a big deal to have a guy that's got some roots here, basically, that's played in Indiana and understands, you know, what Indiana basketball means.
Dustin Dopierak of The Athletic, my guest, talking IU basketball today. You may have to tell me here, I read your State of the Hoops program, which was a Minnesota column or story, where you really go deep on Minnesota. And I know people are probably saying, why are you talking about Minnesota on an IU show? Well, obviously they're in the Big Ten Conference, but what just a well-done piece. And my question to you is this something you're going to be writing, or the Athletic as a whole is going to be writing about all the Big Ten programs? Because it was just a tremendous piece. I can't imagine what others in the conference, if someone someone broke them down to that level, would be like as well.
Sure, yeah, no, that's basically a big summer project. I mean, we've been doing those on all the big programs. Basically, I did one. My Purdue piece ran in July.
Okay, I missed that.
I got that one. I've got Butler is going to be, I think, next week, and then I will be writing about Indiana. That'll run sometime in September. We've been running, I think, one of these each day, and obviously, we've tried to cover a bunch of programs that we don't necessarily have beat guys on, so our beat writers. Who are maybe only doing one or two programs or taking on, other schools, basically just to try to fill that out as much as possible. I think we're covering the entire Big Ten. So I know, I know Kyle Tucker wrote about Ole Miss. He's Kentucky's guy. I know Jeff Greer's our Louisville guy. He's had to pick up a couple. Minnesota is the only one I had to that was outside of my beat. We've been digging into all these programs, basically trying to write stuff that's, really an intense deep dive into, what these schools have, what they're coming back. And just look at sort of where they're going. So, yeah, no, there will be, like I said, Butler's going to be coming up soon. I think that one runs next week, and then Indiana later in the year. So we're going to dig a little bit deeper into, again, what they've got coming back, stuff like that. So that's something we're running with. I think we're probably doing 40 some, maybe even 50 programs. I think so. We started back in July, and those will be running every day. All the way up until, I think, September 30th, I think is going to be about the last day we're doing those. But, there's going to be a lot of that content. Basically, you can, see somebody, somebody from every league basically every day. We'll have a deep dive on somebody.
Yeah, great stuff. Dustin Dopierak of The Athletic, my guest. Final question for you before we let you go and enjoy your weekend. Big Ten Conference for this year. I think last time you were on, we maybe talked about where you would have Indiana at in the conference. There have been some other way early preseason looks at the conference and kind of a power ranking of some of the teams. But taking Indiana out of the picture for just a second, I'm just interested in the Big Ten Conference as a whole this season. There are some unknown things. There have been some changes in the offseason, and most of it's usual stuff. But at the top of the conference, I'm really curious your thoughts for, the top one, two, three teams as we sit way far away from the start of the season right now that school's getting back in session.
Yeah, no, I think Michigan State is the only program that you can look at and say, okay, that is the school that, should be, they're number one. They're probably going to be preseason number one overall. And they are, Big Ten favorites by a long shot. I mean, just bringing back Cassius Winston, that in itself really sets you up because, just whatever other pieces they've got, he's going to be able to, be a maestro for that group. I mean, Winston was just a phenomenal to watch last year. Obviously, they lost some big pieces, with Kenny Goins and Nick Ward, and I feel like there's another name I'm forgetting, but basically, I think there's Matt McQuaid also is a huge loss. Basically, a guy that I think people really got to appreciate last year. But there's still a lot of good pieces coming back. I mean, I think I was impressed by some of the stride Darren Henry made, especially in the NCAA tournament after that blow up with Tom Izzo. I still thought there was a lot of impressive pieces in his game. I think Xavier Tillman, when he gets more minutes, when he's not basically splitting time with, with Ward and, with Goins, when he gets to be more of a focus, I think he has a chance to be a really big time player. They've got Rocket Watts coming in, and there's just a lot of talent in that program. So, they'll be preseason number one. They'll be the preseason favorite without question. After that, it gets really murky and really interesting. I think, Maryland, they've got the talent. I think even losing Bruno Fernando, that's obviously a tough and significant loss. I love Anthony Cowan's game, and I think Jalen Smith has a chance to be a really good player. And I think there's some other guys, another pieces on that Maryland team that have a shot to be really good. So I think they'll probably be preseason number two. Now the issue is, do they perform that well? And then that's kind of been an issue with some Maryland teams. They haven't necessarily performed as well as their preseason ranking. So the question is, will they be as good as they look? I do think Purdue deserves to be top three or four, just based on, at this point, you have to look at Matt Painter teams almost like you look like, the Bo Ryan Wisconsin teams, and regardless of what they lose, they're going to be pretty good. But I think, even losing Carson Edwards, I think there's a lot of talent there. think they can be really good defensively with no Joe Eastern and Matt Harms coming back. And I don't think they're going to score like they did last year, but there are some guys I think they're going to be able to get them some points, including Jahad Proctor, the graduate school transfer. I like Illinois a lot. I think Ayo Dosunmu, and I don't know if I pronounce his name right at all, has a chance to be a terrific basketball player. I really enjoyed watching him last season. You know, him deciding to come back as a sophomore is a really big deal for Illinois. And there's some other pieces in there. I think Trent Frazier's still back. Georgie, whose name I can't pronounce, also the big guy, coming back is a big deal. And they've got a big-time freshman class coming in. So I think Illinois has a chance to make a big leap. I don't know if they'll be top four, but that looks like an NCAA tournament team to me. And I think that'll be the group that you see make, I think, the biggest leap. I think Minnesota will be okay. You know, Jordan Murphy is obviously a big-time loss, but I think they've got some guys coming back that are going to be able to shoot it. I don't know that they're probably not a top five program. But they're going to be interesting. Michigan, I don't know what to make of with Juwan Howard coming in. And obviously they lost a lot of really important pieces to that team with Matthews and Igni, you know, Brosdikas moving on and Jordan Poole deciding to go early. You know, those are some huge losses. They rip up most of that starting lineup. I think, you know, Xavier Simpson has a chance to keep them in it just because that dude is just so tough. And so gritty, and he's going to just will that team to be good. I mean, I don't know that that's a team that can compete with the Big Ten for a Big Ten title, just considering all they've lost. But I think there's enough there that group is going to be good, and I think they're going to be a tournament program again. You know, just kind of off the top of my head, those are the teams that stick out to me as ones that really have a shot to contend. You know, I think Penn State might be pretty good. You know, they have a chance to be better than expected. I don't know that after that, it's kind of up in the air, but it's a very wide open league. There's a lot of talent moved on. So it's just going to be interesting to see how everybody reslots in there. But I think you just have to look at Michigan State and presume they're going to run away with it.
Dustin Dopierak, great stuff on the Big Ten Conference. You gave us a rundown there, man. You should have saved that for a piece on The Athletic.
I should. No, I wrote one about it in April, I think, so I'll probably do another one later.
All right. Well, Dustin, great to catch up with you again. Really enjoy our conversations. Good stuff. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Will do. Thanks for having me, Matt.
All right. Dustin Dopierak of The Athletic. And, again, you can follow Dustin at Dustin Dopierak. That's Dustin, Dopierak, on Twitter. And you can read his work at theathletic.com. He covers Indiana, Purdue, and Butler for The Athletic. As far as college basketball goes, we'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star. Kyle is always with us on Fridays. We'll talk some basketball recruiting, following up on a great conversation, by the way, I had yesterday with Trevor Andershock of Indiana Basketball Source. We talked about a lot of the young players in the state of Indiana, and we talked about some local players as well. So if you missed that, you can go back and check out the podcast from Thursday's show in addition to Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall. But coming up next is Kyle. We'll do more basketball recruiting with Kyle, talk some other stuff related to hoops, and then, of course, some high school football as well as Kyle gears up for a big night of week one coverage as well. Speaking of high school football, don't forget tonight, 6:00, the Kentuckiana High School Football Kickoff Show. We'll hear from Silver Creek, Charlestown, our Southern Indiana Game of the Week, and both head coaches. We'll also hear from DeSales St. X coaches. That's our Metro Louisville Game of the Week as well. And then at 7:00, play-by-play coverage will rotate around Silver Creek, Charlestown, Floyd Central Mail, Jeffersonville, Fern Creek, with scores and updates from other games in the area as well. And then the Southern Indiana Scoreboard Show at the end of the night will have scores and highlights from across the area. Coaches will call in. Some media guests will call in. It's going to be a very happening Friday night here in the Big X Studios, and we hope that you'll join us. Whether you're at a game or not, stream us. Find us in the TuneIn app. Lots of ways to catch up with our Southern Indiana football coverage, which all begins tonight at 6:00. We'll head to a break. Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star is next. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back. Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star with us on this opening night of high school football across the state of Indiana. Kyle, I know you have been covered up with all your preseason reporting and getting ready for this first week of high school football. We'll get to some football, but I'm going to start with basketball today if I have your permission to do so.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Mike Roberts, a lot of discussion of him today on the program. Of course, has been now officially hired after lots of reports as the new assistant coach at IU. Probably early, and given how much high school football content you've been churning out, you probably haven't had a lot of chance. But any reaction yet from in-state coaches or anyone in basketball circles as far as what his hire could mean to helping with Indiana players and generally helping with the recruiting process to get guys into IU in general?
Well, I think probably even more from a perspective of the type of person he is. You know, I think it's been well received. I haven't had a chance to get out and talk to a whole bunch of people yet or anything, but kind of the reaction you see on social media and kind of hear a little bit as the hire was made that, you know, he's a hard worker, you know, and he knows the state, obviously, having been from, you know, from here, from Terre Haute, and you know, played at you know, played in state, played at IU, you know, he's got a lot of background here. So, you know, they're from that perspective, that's always a good thing. That doesn't necessarily, you know, just being from here doesn't necessarily mean, you know, mean a lot. But I think in his, you know, personally for him, everything you hear is that he's going to, you know, he's going to put the work in. He's good at making connections with people. He's diligent. And I think to me, you know, it's an added bonus that he's from here. But the more I do this, the more I think it's about, you know, connecting with people, not necessarily where you're from or you know, where you're getting kids from necessarily. It's can you pick out, you know, the people who are going to, you know, make your program work for you. And I think, you know, you're kind of jumping on a different tangent, but I think Matt Painter's done a good job with that here in the last few years. It's not like he just only goes after Indiana players, but he finds kids who, you know, fit their program. And I think that, you know, when you hire a guy, and I don't know, you know, I don't know personally know Mike Roberts other than just knowing who he is, but you know, everything you hear is that he's got that sort of personality that connects with people, and I think that's even more important. I think being from here is a good thing and a bonus, but I think those are even more important factors, you know, when you get on the recruiting trail.
Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star joining us. Kyle, let's move into some football. Week one across the state tonight of high school football. Obviously, we're focused on a lot of games down in our area. A lot of unknown here in far southern Indiana as far as who's going to be the front runner and maybe of the local teams who best has a chance to make a postseason run or even win a sectional championship. I don't think anyone even ranked from our immediate area in the top 10 of any of the six classes in high school football in our state. That said, there are some big games tonight on a statewide level that for week one have some implications early in the year. And, of course, I will be talking about the Carmel-Trinity game a little bit later tonight in our Kentuckiana High School kickoff show in the 6 o'clock hour on the Big X. But some big ones for week one, including locally for us as well.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one to keep an eye on. Carmel knocked off Trinity last year, but that was a Trinity team that was probably, you know, had as tough a season as they've ever had, or in a long time anyway. I think they ended up 7-7, and I'm sure are looking to kind of get back on top again this year. Carmel's ranked number one, you know, in the state going in, so you know, some, you know, so it's kind of an added highlight to that. But I wouldn't be surprised if Carmel lost that game, and I don't think it would necessarily matter a whole lot looking down the road, other than kind of a little bit of state pride for Carmel, and if they do pull it off. But I think around here, you know, I'm more interested in seeing what happens with two other games: Warren Central, Center Grove tonight, and then Brownsburg plays Ben Davis. And you know, from the perspective of Warren Central, you know, defending champs, but lost a lot: new quarterback, new running back. You know, a lot of new faces, really good defense. And then for Center Grove, you know, their quarterback tonight will be the younger brother of Trace Jackson Davis, Taven Jackson. So that's an interesting little bit of basketball crossover there. And you know, Taven is, I had a chance to go see Center Grove a little bit in their inter squad scrimmage about 2 weeks ago, or maybe not even that long ago, but about a week and a half ago. And so, and he was really, you know, I think he's a little bit of a secret right now as far as how good he can be. And there might be some bumpiness with the sophomore quarterback playing in the mix, but he adds an element of athleticism and dual threat ability that is different than what Center Grove has had in the past. So I'm really curious to see what he looks like tonight. I'm sure, you know, if Trace can be there, he'll be there. And he really, you know, he's a big football guy anyway. So he was actually down there for that scrimmage. But that's a guy, you know, if you're to circle a name that people might know, Taven Jackson would be one to know, because I think he's going to be a really good quarterback, you know, for the next 3 years in high school football.
I'll tell you, somebody, Kyle, that will be glad to not have to worry about his name or get to know him, that would be our local coaches at Jeffersonville and New Albany. You know, for a handful of years, both schools in 6A and in the sectional, you had the opportunity to play Center Grove right out of the gate, or perhaps Columbus North, another really good program in the sectional. Of course, now New Albany had previously dropped back to 5A based on enrollment. Now Jeff, at least for now, is in 5A with Columbus East bumping up to 6A because of the success factor. But that got ugly a couple times when it was New Albany or Jeff against Center Grove. So I can tell you the local coaches are glad they don't have to worry about Center Grove and Trace's brother.
Yeah, that sectional eight looks a little different this year. You have Center Grove, and then, like you mentioned, Columbus East moves up, and Columbus North, and then Franklin Central jumps into there. So it's, you know, not as much Southern as it used to be in that sectional eight. But, you know, you mentioned that moving to 5A, and it's kind of interesting, in my opinion, that you know, when that first happened, where you go from five to six classes, my first thought was a school like Decatur Central, which is probably similar, you know, to New Albany or Jeffersonville. They're, you know, good program, but they just never had the numbers. You know, they were in the sectional with Ben Davis all the time, and you know, that's a school that's twice as big as them. When they go to 5A, it's completely different. And then you saw last year they were able to kind of, you know, it's always been a good program, but last year able to get all the way to the state championship game. So you look at, you know, when you talk about the benefits of six classes, you know, I always think about Decatur Central, because that's a, now that they're in 5A, they can really compete with schools that are on their level. And in football, in my opinion, it's different than basketball. It's you have to have, you know, in order to stack up with these top teams, you have to have numbers. You have to have kids out, unless you're really unusual and really, really talented. But it's a really a numbers game, and you got to have the amount of kids that some of these other top 6A's do if you're competing at that level. But, you know, I think it'll benefit New Albany and Jeffersonville to go to 5A, and they won't have to knock heads with the top rung of 6A anymore, at least for the time being.
Absolutely. Kyle Nedrip, the Indianapolis Star. Kyle, great work. I followed your football coverage from a distance, your preview coverage. Great work, as always, and enjoy week one of high school football. What game are you out at tonight for the Star?
Actually, the one I mentioned, I'll be at Center Grove. Okay. Actually, it's at Warren Central, but Center Grove playing over there tonight, and didn't want to miss that one.
Gotcha. Kyle Nedrip, the Indianapolis Star. Kyle, as always, thanks for the chat. Basketball and football today. We'll do it again next Friday.
Okay, really appreciate it, Matt.
All right, Kyle Nedrip, always with us Fridays on the program. That's going to wrap things up for this Friday edition of the Hoosier Report. Just a reminder, I know a lot of you listen this way. Sometime you may listen live to some of it, have to catch rest of it as a podcast. There's some easy ways to catch up with our program if you can't listen live in the 11 o'clock hour or the replay in the 3 o'clock hour most days on the Big X, where it's a podcast on SoundCloud and also Apple Podcasts. For SoundCloud, you can point your browser to SoundCloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, SoundCloud.com/Hoosier Report. Also, an Apple Podcast, just search the Hoosier Report. You can subscribe for free. And if you would, leave us a rating and a review. That'll help us reach others that might be interested in a podcast on IU sports and, of course, things here in Southern Indiana as well. That's going to do it for me. Until tonight, I'm back at 6 o'clock for the Kentuckiana High School kickoff show. And again, on that show, Charlestown Silver Creek will talk with both head coaches our Southern Indiana game of the week, and also our Metro Louisville game of focus is DeSales and St. X. We'll have those coaches on with us as well, and a lot more about the entire schedule and the opening week of high school football on both sides of the river. Then our Indiana coverage, our Southern Indiana game coverage, begins at 7. We got a scoreboard show when that's done. A lot of content coming your way. I'll be back with you later. This is the Hoosier Report on the Big X Sports Radio.